Dallas at 97.3. Day two of the Kevin Smith Experience.
Day two.
Sarah, No Name Show, but No Name had his puppy the other day.
Yep. So now it's kind of a hand-me-down show.
Kind of, a little bit. I think you wear it well, though.
Hand-me-down flip-flops, hand-me-down socks.
You
hand-me-down
definitely...
Hand-me-down drug dealers, hand-me-down rocks. You know what that is, right?
No, I don't.
Ludicrous.
No.
They don't play a lot of that on Alice, do they?
No.
Darn.
Even if they did, I don't know.
You wouldn't listen.
No.
It's nice. Talk once radio. Your show's over, you're just gone.
Yeah. Gotta put
it's
on the talk
you.
Radio. Well, duh. Hello.
I've been figuring that out.
Yeah. Well, you know, it only takes about a day of knowing me before.
I picked up on it. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. You know, I
should we have our idle banter and chit chat?
Yeah, a little light. Right, exactly.
How you doing, Sarah?
See, you know how it is. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that you definitely have a look going on. Like yesterday, I thought the sort of oversized bowling shirt.
Mm-hmm. Why does it have to be oversized? Why can't you just say bowling shirt?
No, that's too big for you. That's why I'm saying it. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
well yesterday like I thought, he likes the illusion is you put on bigger clothes and then you're thin.
That's how I feel.
I've always felt, but apparently I'm wrong.
And you know that black is a minimizing color.
Black is very slimming, as my mother used to tell me.
A primary color.
She squeezed me into black jeans all the time and tight black shirts.
Thought that just the other night as I was watching American Idol, the girls performing. I said, God, why are you wearing those white pants?
Yeah.
You're on TV. Didn't anyone say anything to you?
Did they get picked or no?
I don't know. I didn't watch the results show last night.
I watched that show. Is it a good show?
I like it, but you know.
People seem to go for it.
I don't even know why I like it.
Singers, who cares?
Yeah.
And also, I think it's misleadingly titled. Just because you're a singer does not make you an idol or an American idol.
That's right.
Why not just call it American Singer?
Singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's been advertising.
I didn't name it.
It's true.
Yeah.
You talk about how they were calling me fat on the message board?
No, that's not what we're talking about, but if you'd like to, we can.
No.
So, of course,
who
the message board.
Who calls you fat on the message board?
All your fans.
Fat people.
I don't know which message board you're reading, sir. I read them last night when I went home.
No, on our message board.
Oh, your message board.
Oh.
Our so-called fans are like, oh, well, so when did Matt get so fat?
No, I think they said, when did Matt ask?
I would, right?
I think,
but I would also imagine now they have a basis for comparison. Like, they could look at you next to me and be like, when did Matt get so slim?
I was next to you.
You got it easier behind the desk. Nobody's looking at you going,
that's
hey,
true.
Sarah.
They can only see me from, like, the boobs up. And
if you really want to take their mind off the whole affair, you just flash.
Sure. Well, that's what
I
do.
That's what you got going
That's
for
my
you.
Go-to when I
wish to God I was a chick, because you could just change the subject matter so quickly by
you can.
Being like,
it's really easy. In a room full of guys, it's easy. And girls are, you know, girls are looking out for that with those
girls. Can I ask an inappropriate question?
Even girls, though, you could change the topic in a room by doing it with a bunch of girls, because then they're like, oh, they're nice, because girls are very complimentary of that kind of thing.
Not well, they're very judgy of it.
Yes,
they want to take a look. What does she got compared to what I have?
Totally.
You know, that kind of thing. Sure.
Guys do that, too. In the
Your wife, room. Hot, by the way.
Oh, did you say
I
her?
Saw the one picture.
Yes.
Head to the side.
Based
black
on
bra.
Just
cute. Really. And I love her nose.
Yeah.
Is it a nose job nose?
No, heaven's
it's
no.
It's beautiful.
100% Schwabach,
really,
as we
really
say.
Really good nose.
That's her last name.
Schwabach.
The ears is what got me. That's what attracted me to her in the first place.
I can see that.
Yeah,
they were covered by the hair, but I could tell that they were attractive.
I go for the Dumbo style.
Mm.
I like them big and round.
Nice.
Ears, that is. Yes.
Sure.
Human, you had a question?
Yes. This is inappropriate. Can I ask? I mean, since we're talking about weight.
Don't leave with the editorial, though. Don't be like, this is inappropriate.
What's,
I can't tell you that yesterday.
What's, what?
Go ahead, sir.
What's the most you've weighed?
I've been up there, sir.
Wow. Really? More than 300?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You're down from that now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do to maintain the low weight?
What do I do? Well, as you saw just a second ago, I eat donuts.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I had two myself this morning.
I was struggling, as I've always struggled with weight loss, but particularly over the course of the last year, I went up and down quite a bit because I stopped smoking 10 months ago. And you know what? When you stop smoking, don't applaud that, because when you stop smoking, you gain weight.
Mm.
You win your battle against smoking. You lose your battle against
Did you try Nicorette at all?
But you win your battle against anorexia. So, you know.
Right.
That.
See, there's always something.
Some balance.
Some
cosmic
balance there.
Balance.
Right.
But yeah, I wish I was smoking again, because, you know, all those.
I miss smoking.
Yeah, it's hot. And it takes the weight off. The weight falls off when you're smoking because your heart is racing so fast.
Right. And you think to yourself, why eat that Danish when I can go outside
and
keep this delicious cigarette taste in my mouth?
He's still, and his lovely wife still smokes.
She still smokes.
I can't believe that you can quit with your wife still smoking.
Yeah.
I think that is always the most amazing thing to me, because
really?
I literally, even now, I allegedly don't smoke, but anytime anyone's around me with a cigarette, I'm like,
you get
going for me.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Now, every time I look at you, I think about that Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, yeah. It's not like that exciting.
22 hours have gone past.
I know.
And still
at
like,
least
wow.
Yeah.
Did you tell your wife when you got home?
No.
What did you do yesterday?
It's a real, like, you know, out of sight, out of mind kind of story.
What did you do yesterday?
What did I do yesterday? I got home and I immediately went to the message board to see how the show was received.
Naturally. And how was
because
the show received?
It's all about affirmation. I don't know about you, but I only do this to have people go, good job, Kev.
Right. Well, good
Everything
job, Kev, just
Thank
in
you.
Advance.
Thank you.
But I didn't, my mom is really, she's on the message board, so she emailed me a couple things, people saying really nice things about you and about Jake.
On your, from your message
from,
board?
From mine, I believe. What did your message board have to say?
Very enthusiastic.
Really?
Crowd.
They like it.
They like
problem getting that illegal feed.
No, they okay. You know, and Lord knows I don't advocate that kind of theft.
Me neither. That's a Roach, take it down.
That's bad. But, Roach, take it down. It is the dude, his name is Roach.
Yeah.
But it's going out there. They're listening in England.
Yeah.
So that's pretty hot.
Well, that is kind of cool.
From sea to shining sea.
Any negatives?
No negatives, except for the webcam, as you know.
Yeah.
At one point, the webcam was not in
pointed
a
right at
they
Well, you're a stander.
Yes.
And we weren't expecting that.
That's true.
It's adjusted for a sitter.
Yeah. Now it's been fixed, though.
Yes, it's all set.
And now they're like, put it back down. Ew.
Mm. Did they like Sarah?
Did they like me?
They do. They thought we were very funny together.
Yay!
They said, get rid of No Name and just make it.
No, stop it.
They kept.
Although it is nice to know that we've got a go-to if No Name
Nice. That's what I want to be, your go-to.
Well, can you I be top choice? Have a whole life.
Can I be the American Idol?
No, No Name is my number one choice.
The Allison Idol?
And then if No Name has another baby, we'll immediately know.
You know after
that
this
we
would
week. Go. And
when the ratings spike 4,000 points, No Name's never going to leave the show again.
That's right. You're like,
baby
I just,
or not, his
wife's
going to be having a baby in the other room, and he's going to be like, you take care of her. This is my gig.
I'm not losing my gig to that Smith character.
Not to that guy.
That Smittles guy.
What were you going to say, Uman?
Kev, you should tell Sarah and Maddie the story about when you were hanging out with your wife and kid yesterday, and the guy came over and was touching you.
It's not really much of a story.
The guy was touching you?
It's a visual story because you got it. I told him the story this morning, but like you have to touch somebody to do it.
Touch Maddie. I'll explain it.
All right, come over here. So basically, Human was like, "What'd you do?" And I said, "Oh, we went to Golden Gate Park." And,
oh, you did go.
Which is so outdoorsy and dopey. I'm not into that stuff. Just
it's
give
probably
me the,
muddy too. What with the rain?
Not where I was. Oh. It was okay. But trying to find the children's playground
yeah.
Nearly impossible.
Between the heroin addicts and
sure.
It was like
the homeless,
it's like looking for a straight man in the city. You just couldn't locate one.
Right.
Oh, except for me and Matt and Huma.
Uh-huh.
And Sarah, of course.
Mm-hmm. I am a straight man.
I'm gay.
What?
Thank you.
So I'm out in the world, and some guy, whom I was like, so people come up to you, and I said, yeah, but it's manageable. So, but there was one guy yesterday who came up to me and goes like this. This is literally all he said. Hey, comedy, hey. And he kept touching my shoulder like that repeatedly.
Hey, comedy.
And he said, hey, comedy. That was it. And I was like, right on, and moved on. And I guess if I had stood there with him a little longer, because I had the kid with me and the wife, if I'd stood there with him a little longer, maybe he would have gotten me on Hey Comedy.
But he was obviously, starstruck seeing you, Kevin.
Second, I don't know what it was, but he was.
So it went on for a while.
One of the homeless dudes who were kind of crazy. He was, with it.
Well, his synapses weren't firing. He was thinking to himself, that I know him, he's funny.
Comedy. Kind of like Hey 19, that song.
Sure, Steely Dan.
Steely Dan.
See, now that reference, I'll pull the ludicrous, forget it.
Right.
But I do have to tell you, I went to Toys R Us yesterday and bought the 90s version of Trivial Pursuit.
So we're going
to
play later?
I was going to say that we will have a quiz master, Human will be the quiz master.
First of the 108.
Anytime you want to check, that's right. Oh, dude, you don't even know. Hold on, you know what we're playing today? The
I don't even know.
Game.
What is that again?
The
I don't even know.
Game.
Wait,
and dude, you don't even believe this.
So
he's gonna meet Andrew. The
I don't even know.
Game.
Maddie's supposed to do it.
I used to be amazed by the people who could make the morning show go for 4.5 hours. That's what I say instead of do the morning show. Make the morning show go.
Drive the bus
for 4.5 hours. Now I know what the secret is. Play 418 games.
I don't even know.
Game.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you'll love it. So today the game we're gonna play all day. Besides, of course, Dear Kevin.
Yes.
Did you get some?
I got a few here, but almost all of them are. Hey, can Kevin come to my house and have dinner? And
Look,
my friends are. Can we all come over and meet Kevin? And you know, I don't mean to speak for you, but I don't think you want to go to everybody's house and have spaghetti.
Let's all be honest. We're just going to make the questions up anyway.
No, we don't do that.
You don't do that?
We never do that.
Really?
I sent a fake question one time.
Did you?
No name, yeah.
Did so you? Do do it. Preston's
I did. He didn't
set.
Know it was me.
I didn't either. Why'd you do that?
It was the, I think it was the General Warts one.
Hey, you know what you need to hear before 6 o'clock every
What's
morning?
That?
Line one. Josh.
Oh. Josh, you're on.
Hello.
What do you want to say, Josh?
Kevin, love you to death.
Thank
By the
you.
Way, you owe me $10 for your last film, but that's okay.
All right, let's kill Josh right now.
No,
yeah,
no.
You're the one who wants to pick it up. The subject line says, wants to say that Kevin Smith is a god.
Hey, comedy. Right. Hey,
comedy.
Hey, comedy. So, with this Trivial Pursuit thing.
It's a lift you up. Basically, he lifts you up just to square you off.
Sure.
Right? Squares you off to punch you in the face. Kevin, you love everything you do. You owe me $10 for the last movie. And he punches you in the mouth.
Hey, comedy, calm down.
Hey, comedy.
That's going to be my name, sir.
Hey, comedy. Sir.
Hey, comedy.
Hey, comedy. Comedy.
So, throughout the morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Back to the thing I want to talk about.
Hey, comedy, calm down.
All about you, isn't it?
The Trivial Pursuit 90s version. Anytime you want to challenge someone on the show with a question, you say, Quizmaster.
Really?
And I can do the same thing.
Well,
I have
don't give me the keys to the kingdom, because all I'll be doing is saying Quizmaster all morning. I'll be trying to plug the turkey guys.
Sure.
The
questions are hard.
I'll be like, Quizmaster.
Quizmaster.
You won't get any live commercials, then, I tell you.
You got, here's the key.
The Quizmaster has a question about the quiz.
Oh, yes, Uman.
Uman. Quizmaster is not supposed to have the question.
You've got two editions here. You got Millennium and you got 90s. Just which one do you want?
90s,
just
sir.
Do the 90s. But I'm telling you, I read a couple of the questions as I was studying them
and
all last
hard,
night.
Sarah,
they're really
hard.
You're definitely going to kick my ass.
Totally.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get to the first Wu-Tang question.
Hey, comedy. Don't be such a...
All right, hit me with a couple questions. Let's hear a
Give
couple
me a
questions.
Wu-Tang question, sir. She knows nothing about the world of...
No, he can't pick out a Wu-Tang question.
Rapping him.
All right, what color do you want? You want...
And there's weird categories, too. There's one category
called... Yeah, well, I would need to know what the categories are.
What are the categories? I'll yell the color out.
On the white piece of paper in there on the back of it, it does say the category.
This piece of paper?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, okay.
Does he get paid a lot?
Pink is, oops, it's all about mistakes and mishaps that were made in the headlines.
Okay.
Yellow.
So that's the oops category.
Yellow is wired. It's all about technology, gadgets, and the internet.
Okay.
Brown is about viewing. It's all about movies, television, and things we watched during the 1990s.
I would like to say that Kevin Smith can get no questions from that category.
Oh, come on. Okay.
Orange is trends. It's all about food. In fashion.
That's me.
Hey, comedy.
That's me.
Hey, comedy, sir. Why food? I caught that in my earphones.
Green, it's important. It's all about real news. Green is all about real news.
I don't hear sports,
and
so
blue,
I'm fine with all those.
Here it is. Hanging. It's all about what people did in their leisure time. Games, sports, reading, etc.
Let me ask you a question. Tell me the truth. Have you played this already at home?
Never, never. I've seen the commercial, which has Screech in it and Kato.
All right.
Is comedy up first?
Give him pink. Give him pink first. Oops.
You know, I say you just pull out a card and go down it and we buzz in using our names as buzzers.
That sounds so sexy.
Buzz?
No, pick out a card and go down it.
All right, here we go.
I see.
I like it.
Whoever gets the most out of six wins the first round.
Okay.
This is from 1997.
Right. Rock.
Kathy there?
I'm here.
Yeah. We can all jump in use buzzing with our names.
Okay.
Is Maddie playing too?
Sure, why not?
All right, here we go.
Oh, wait, we got to jump on each other to get the...
Pink category.
Use your name is your buzzer.
What's pink again?
It's all about mistakes and mishaps made in the headlines.
I've got the answer. The 3 days that Kevin Smith agreed to do the Alice Morning Show.
you know what? This is 90s.
I do have a suggestion.
What?
I say we keep it to Kevin and Sarah. And then throw it out to us if you guys don't get it.
If we miss it?
Yeah, it'll get a little too muddled.
Super producer.
Plus, you guys have the...
Head-to-head.
You guys have this, I think, going on today. I'm sensing a lot of animosity.
What?
Hey, comedy, just relax. I can see it.
None but love, sir. None but love,
Sarah.
None but
love. Yeah. Loving it.
I was going to say you're a great producer until you totally misread us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, that was way up.
Is that what
drama.
It is?
Oh, attention. I see.
Hoping to stir a little something up. Okay, go
Here
ahead.
Here we go.
Let's do strip version where the
okay.
mark.
Yeah, that's
no
solid.
Got it.
Right on.
Wow, wow.
What thespians caught flack for making out during the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner?
Oh, I know.
Ellen and Hey, Scott.
That was Kevin.
The best comes off.
By the way, Sarah.
What?
Kevin yelled his name. He yelled first.
Kevin didn't yell his name. You said Kevin?
I said Ellen DeGeneres and Ann Hayes.
Okay, yell your name.
Yell your name.
Isn't it? It's what? Just.
Okay,
it's,
we gotta yell the name, and whoever gets the name out first gets to answer the question.
Point, neither
because
one counted.
Because he'll yell Ellen.
No, I already took my belt off.
Blah, 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 blah,
totally,
blah.
Right.
Totally.
All right. Fine.
I saw that
fine.
Body
yeah.
Who gets the point?
Nobody.
Who do you think? Kevin got it.
Okay, so Kevin gets
Kevin
the point.
Smith gets the point.
Okay.
Kevin comedy earned 400,000.
Hey, comedy. Calm down.
Fantasy points.
He gets
all
the
right.
Point.
All right, Yellow, don't forget it's all about technology, gadgets, and the internet.
Right,
tech.
Right. I'm so screwed. I already said I can't win
tech
this game. I'm taking off
did
one piece of
Vanilla
my
Sky?
Clothing. No.
With Tom Cruise? Tech
no.
Support!
Tech
where he's
support!
Running, at the end of the movie, running around, Tech Support!
You know,
no.
I was just saying,
hey,
I
comedy.
Was pre-answering
hey,
your
comedy,
question.
Play the game.
Hey, remember, you know that scene in Times Square? They actually did clear out Times Square for that scene.
Okay, what thank you. Hit the...
Did you know that?
Like, I don't know.
Come on.
Subscription
come on. Play the
weekly?
Game!
Play the game!
What internet search engine uses a rating system called PageRank, named for founder Larry Page?
Sarah.
Yes, sir.
Alta Vista.
Wrong.
I'm going to have to go with Yahoo.
Wrong. Maddie for the steal.
Google.
It is Google.
Oh, damn it.
Maddie, 1 point. All right.
And I only went with Yahoo because it was their 10th anniversary yesterday.
And they gave away
yeah, I only
and
went with Alta Vista because it was the only one I can remember from the 90s.
I can't believe you reached back to Alta Vista.
Well, I was like, I didn't recognize Paige as that's the name.
Larry Page.
Yeah, I didn't recognize that.
All right, Brown, it's all about movies, television, things we watch during the night.
I'm all about the Brown.
What cop show lingered over the death of Detective Bobby Simon for 5 long episodes?
Kevin.
Yes, Kevin.
NYPD Blue.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Sarah, take off your bra.
I heard cop drama, and I should have just buzzed right in with NYPD Blue. It's the only one I could think of.
You did say cop, right?
Cop.
Right.
I did.
Because I like the other guy drama, too.
Cockix drama?
Orange. It's all about...
That didn't get dumped? That didn't get dumped?
Cockix? That's a bone in your body.
Yeah. Coccyx, I believe it is.
Yeah, but in Napoleon Dynamite, it's cockix.
I didn't see that movie.
You didn't?
All right.
All right,
I'm
get off.
I'm moving off that subject. Right,
come on, comedy.
I didn't.
Sensitive
about that. I'm right. Not sensitive. It's just... I'm
who cares what movies
okay,
you're
okay,
seeing?
Okay,
come
yes.
On. Moving on.
Orange. It's all about food and fashion. What rapper's poetry became a course...
Kevin.
Yes.
Tupac. Pac.
Yeah, that's correct. I didn't even get to finish.
What'd you take off last time?
Well, two.
Here comes the other one. Hope you're wearing socks, hon.
I am. Thank
before
God.
6 o'clock, you're just going to be in the boat.
I'm going to abort this game anytime now.
You're really doing it.
Green.
That's because I've had to take off my vest and 2 shoes.
Fair's fair.
Believe me, things are going to start being a lot more difficult
is
to remove.
Is that webcam up and running?
Yes.
Because finally, they're going to get see something now. They're,
no, they're
years
not.
Have been waiting for
no,
one,
they're not. This is all
one,
fun, jokey joke.
Malfunction, and now they're going to get it.
Oh, the looking glass, huh?
All right, thanks, Captain.
Green, it's all about real news. What Argentinian guerrilla fighter's long-lost remains were given to a hero's burial in Cuba? Quickly, somebody.
I don't know.
I'm gonna pass.
You guys are so weak.
Give him the buzz,
Matt. If it's real news, I don't know.
Is it
Che
Guevara?
It is Che. Kathy gets a point.
Dr. Che Guevara.
Wow.
And your final one. Can Sarah at least tie this, or is she completely out?
Tie it? I haven't answered a single question.
Oh, you haven't?
She's not completely out until she's in her birthday suit, sir.
Wonderful.
But what I didn't tell you is at each break, I get to put all my clothes back on.
I've been making up this game as you go along.
In my show.
Your final category?
Fair enough. She got me there.
It's comedy.
Hey, comedy.
It's all about what people did in their leisure time.
All right, all right, all right.
What kid's book hero fights for truth, justice, and all that is pre-shrunk and cottony?
Oh.
Say your name.
I have no idea.
Say your name if you know it.
Kevin.
Yes, Kevin.
Captain Underpants?
That is correct.
Yes.
Oh, my
speaking
God.
Of underpants, Sarah.
We're not down to the underpants yet.
We are down to what?
Sock. I'm taking a sock off.
Who wears socks?
I do.
Apparently.
One sock.
Move on to another card.
No,
sir.
No.
Are we going back to back?
No, because I only have one more thing I'm willing to take off.
That's
now
great.
We're going back to back, yes or no?
All right, do another card. What the hell?
All right.
I can't believe I pulled Captain Underpants.
And
out.
I know.
You don't need to explain every category.
All right, here we go.
No, you do, because I can't remember.
Who cares what it is? You either know
just
the question or not.
Is that
you
the handicap,
you
though?
Don't.
It's all about...
No, you don't.
Okay, let's go.
Brief.
Just do
all
it.
Right, Brown movies.
What cartoon's rapid flashing scent... hold on. What cartoon's rapid flashing?
Kevin.
Yeah.
I know this
Pokemon.
One.
Pokemon.
Mm.
God, it's unbelievable.
Gave everybody epileptic fits.
Wham! Woo!
How come I'm the only one taking stuff off that everyone right. gets to answer?
It's just you
for
too.
Your sake.
No, they can only do
it
for the steal.
Is all I'm saying. Yeah.
All right, get that music out.
Come on, Sarah.
Here we go. What high-tech Texas city was linked to Silicon Valley by the airline route dubbed the Nerd Bird?
Sarah.
Yes, Sarah.
Houston? Damn it.
I'm not even going to venture a guess.
Just guess.
No, it is
Austin. Kathy gets the point.
Really? I wouldn't have guessed Austin.
Kathy, when they miss, you have to yell your name, too.
Oh, this. Sorry.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Yeah.
Where is Kathy?
Down the street.
I'm down the street.
Nine blocks away.
Down the street?
Yeah, about five, 6 blocks away.
She does us, and you also do like the grape and the crush or something.
The crush.
What, do you have a vantage point of traffic? Is that what?
Yes, I'm up high.
She's in traffic central.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
TC?
Yeah. And then later, she actually gets in.
Is that anywhere near the cone of silence that
it's
we put
It's much further away than the cone of silence.
It is.
Yeah.
And then later on, I fly.
Later, she flies over the
you
city.
You get up in the chopper, do you?
Yeah.
What do they call the chopper here?
It's Sky 5, isn't it?
Sky 5.
Fortress of Solitude.
I like that better.
Cone of Silence.
Kevin's gonna get this one, by the way.
Great.
Who won the best screenplay?
Wait, I'm sorry. Didn't I get the last one?
You did.
Did you take anything off?
No, she didn't.
I did. I took off a sock. I have no socks on.
Oh, I didn't get the Austin one.
I got
You're
Austin.
Right. Here we go.
I've taken off five things.
You can see I'm a little eager.
Who won the best screenplay Oscar in 1997 for a movie he also starred in and directed?
It's Sarah.
Yes.
Never mind. Emma Thompson. That's what I was
going to
say.
97, you say?
Yes.
Screenplay Oscar.
Yes.
For a movie that he also starred in and directed. That would be Billy Bob Thornton for Sling Blade.
That is correct.
Who was that?
That was my watch. I'm wearing it. Count?
It's a Gaza Blade.
God damn it.
What?
When does a watch count?
Right now.
This is food
back to it being
fashion.
My show.
I see. You're
food
right. Go ahead.
I think we're getting out of the bra.
No, we're not.
No, she's got shirt and pants next.
That's right.
That's right.
What dog breed spiked in popularity when one starred in the Yo Quiero Taco Bell?
Sarah!
Yeah.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua's correct.
Thank you. Take off that goddamn green and black Skittle shirt.
I'm going to take off my one band.
Oh, Jesus.
My one van's off.
Comedy doesn't wear socks.
Can't believe I beat you guys to that.
You're damn right comedy don't wear socks.
It's real news.
Comedy is au naturel, my friend.
What German auto giant began churning out vehicles from a plant in tiny Vance, Alabama?
Sarah.
Yes.
Daimler Chrysler. Daimler.
Wrong.
German, you say?
Yes.
I'm going to say BMW.
That's incorrect. Bavarian.
Mercedes.
Volkswagen.
It's Mercedes.
Oh, it's
Mercedes, that's what I'm saying. Daimler. That's
right.
I'm right.
Why did
take
she
off,
say, why
because
did she say
Daimler
Mercedes
is the parent company. Oh, take off a shoe.
Off.
Thank you. That's what I meant. Mercedes.
Oh, comes off.
I meant to say Mercedes.
We have to go to the judges for that one.
KLLC San Francisco.
I didn't hear Mercedes, but whatever.
And
I'll
Daimler.
Let you have it.
They went with Chrysler and they...
I'll let you have it.
See, comedy doesn't fight like some people.
Hey, no. Who's fighting? My friggin' clothes are all over the floor
comedy
here.
Comedy is a graceful
I can't
loser.
Believe we're playing strip trivia and with Kevin Smith, the world-renowned director.
Well reset.
Your
well
final reset. Question,
thank you.
Everyone. To see some skin on Sarah.
This is the final question? Thank God.
What NASCAR driver do fans hate because he can enunciate, according to Jeff Foxworthy?
He can enunciate?
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yes, Kevin.
I'll say Petty.
No.
Wrong.
Sarah. I'll say Jeff Gordon.
It is Jeff Gordon.
Woo! Take off that shirt.
No, I will take off my ring.
Ring. Oh, I forgot about my ring.
His still wedding ring. He's taking it off.
It's reset. Everybody puts their clothes back on.
Darn.
It is? Are we breaking?
Yeah, break.
We can't do one more card now that I'm on an actual roll.
Darn.
I haven't had to take anything off in three questions.
Kevin's got really good news.
I do?
Sure.
Coming up in the full ass.
Oh, you mean coming up?
Yeah.
Should I tease it a little bit?
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about the latest celebrity union to take a tank, to take a dumper. And,
it's a surprise,
we'll be talking about the Holy Father, and we'll be talking about other fun stuff in the news.
Right.
It's good, right?
Sure, that sounds fantastic.
Todd, stick around. My feet are stinking. I should put them...
Put it back on.
Can you actually smell him, Maddie?
Yeah, well, he's got the Spicolis, and he doesn't wear socks.
I
don't
Vans.
Blame Kevin. He
I
can't help it.
No, I used to wear socks. Blame my wife. I used to wear socks in my Vans.
And
then
she said,
like,
do it.
She said, you can't do that. And then
she said, it's bad enough
then,
wearing those Vans.
No, she likes the Vans.
Mm-hmm.
The Vans rock. And then she said, after a few weeks, she was like, your feet stink. And I was like, well, you told me not to wear socks. And she's like, you just can't make me happy. All right, where's my accompanying music, dude? You're not on it. Give me. There you go. And then I started hitchhiking down a road.
Right. To try to get away from the life that you. The only life you know.
For those that don't recall, let's reset this. For those who don't recall, this is the music to The Incredible Hulk starring Bill Bixby.
Did you ever meet him before he died?
No. Only in my dreams.
And now we break.
And wait, one last question.
In my dreams, I found a cure, too.
One last question. Is there, who did you want to meet before they died that you never got to meet?
Sam Kinison. Kevin. Sam Kinison. Okay. I'm still in game mode.
Yeah. I guess I gotta take my shirt off.
Even someone else needs to cook with him.
Yeah, you think so?
All right. Here we go. It's break time. We'll be back with the full ass news right after this.